Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 10th, 2018. And this is Live Talk's Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about South Africa's move to deal with the expired Zimbabwe special permits.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about expired Zimbabwe special permits in South Africa.
South Africa's Minister of Home Affairs has directed banks, employers and other stakeholders to continue working with holders of Zimbabwe special permits which expired last month.
Some of these entities have stopped working with holders of expired special permits, citing strict immigration regulations in South Africa.
Hundreds of Zimbabweans under the Zimbabwe Special Permit Program, currently known as the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Scheme, were no longer accessing bank accounts and failing to extend their employment contracts.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on our three pages, that is Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Hongundoda.
Kujaro void.
Anyapila.
Yeah, nyakubona sulu.
2018.
1-8. Kogi makero.
Ah.
Sagela, sagela.
Sekutamba.
Eh, ajopet.
Eh.
Ya kujaro ke void.
Anzi na machesu, jo haka yambuka, akabata venti. Ah. Achipinda muna 2018.
Kujaro ke
chua. Kunzima.
Kunzima, sime nyamoza, sime itamba.
Yes, wongu wadiwa watereri ni watariri. Nasi mchurongwa chedu, che Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Tirikutarisa pamusoro peurongwa webazi rezvemukati menyika muSouth Africa reHome Affairs Department wekuti vemabhanga pamwe nevashandirwe nemamwe mapoka ose ane chekuita nenyaya yemagwaro ezvisara zveZimbabwe zveZimbabwe Exemption Permit vange vachibatsira vana veZimbabwe pese panokodzera kuti vabatsirwe sezvo vakamirira magwaro avo avari kugadzirirwa. Tinoziva kuti magwara avaishandisa ema special permits aka expire kana kuti akaguma kushanda musi wa 31 December 2017. Zvakuita kuti vemabhanga vashandirwi vemuzvikoro nevamwe vakadaro vange vachiramba kubatsira vana veZimbabwe vari pasi peurongwa ihwohwo. Asi hurumende iri kuti aiwa wese ane magwara anoratidza kuti akanyorera akamirira mhinduro kubva kuZimbabwe Exemption Permit, mubatsirei, ndo nyaya tiri kukurukura. Tinzwe kuti pane vari kusangana nematambudziko iwayo here, matambudziko iwayo ari kuzobatwa sei mushure mekunge hurumende yaisa chiziviso ichochi. Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke uchonga uyaibeka ke indaba yetu emphakathini lapha kuti lamhla sikhuluma konoko kukhulunywe luhlangothi lweSouth Africa olubona ngezindaba zekhaya. Lukhulume ke lusithi sokumele ukuthi amabhanga kuzobuya ke labaqhathi ukuthi baxoxisane njalo basebenzelane lalabo abalama permit okuthiwa ngama Zimbabwe special permits. So ke ama permits lawo kanya aphele ukusebenza inyanga ephelileyo mhla ka 31 December. So ke abanye kade bangasenelisi ukuthi bavule ama accounts abo emabhanga bathole izimali zabo. Kuzobuya ke abanye bese besehluleka lokuthi balungise lokho ke okuthiwa ngama work permits. So bese ngani kuyahlupha sibili kakhulu. So sifisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo kona manje sixoxeni libeke le nombolo zenu phela ku VOA ndebele katesi kurapu kuti silifonele. Linga futi la ku VOA shona liposele la manombole enu la ku VOA Studio 7 kuma Facebook pages. Linga faki nombolo zenu kunapo silifonele. Linga kutla futi le nombolo zetu 001-202-619-2077. Kujalo kitu.
Ongu Gibbs. Tina wa Tino Mambeu wanashanda ni Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Ndi coordinator kusangana iroro ni Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Isangano rinozikanwa rikubatsira zvikuru vana ve Zimbabwe vari mu South Africa nenyaya dzemapepa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Vamambeu togamuchirai pachirongwa. Aiwa, tinofara zvikuru. Vamambeu mungatudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei kubva paziviswa nebazi rezvemukati menyika reSouth Africa nezveurongwa hwekuti mabhanga, vashandirwi, zvikoro nemamwe mapoka vange vachitambira nyaya dzevana veZimbabwe vakamirira magwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Permit.
Chokutanga rega timboti dzokere kumashure chomanana. Takabva kuurongwa we documentation for Zimbabwe project. Ndo permit yatakapiwa mukati menyika South Africa yekutanga muma 2010. Permit iyo yakanga ichipera muma 2014. Saka mushure nokuti yava kunopera saizvozvo, Home Affairs yakaita chizivisho nokuti yakanga isina kunge yapedza, yanga ine backlog. Yakanga isati yapedza kubatsira vanhu, ndobva mapermits aita technically expire sezvaitika iko zvinezvi. Saka vakatizivisa zvenguva iyo kuti kune vanofamba vane proof of application kuti maapply for renewal. Vakapazve message kumabank kuti mabank arambe achipa maservices avagara vachingopa. But zvichinei panozongoitawo apo nepapo pabhenki anenge achiva toti kudii muchirungu kuda vanenge vachiva overzealous vozoita sekunge vanoda kuramba kubatsira vamacustome awards anenge achishandisa mapemiti akaita seivayo. Saka tasvikazve panguva ino futi nenyaya yekuti kuaplaiwa kwamapemiti nekurizolviwa kwawo hakusati kwapera, iwo mapemiti ava technically finished. Vabva vanyorerazve gore rakapfuura irori vakazivisawo mabhenki nemaemployers vakaita chiziviso chakadzara nzvimbo dzese zvakawanda zvikuru vachitaura nhau yekuti varambe vashandi varambe vachikwanisa kubhenga mari dzavo vemabhizinesi chaizvozvo vachikwanisa kuti vasava nematambudziko. Saka zvinhu zvakatojaira matauriro andingaita tinozviziva zvinoitika. Saka vaipa maadvise ekuti kana uchinge waapplya unozofamba nereceipt raunopiwa kumaofisi okuaplya runoratidza kuti chokwadi chokwadi wakaaplya magwaro aya. Then kana uchinge uchienda kumusha futi vaikurudzira kuti unofamba wakatakura receipt guya kana wasvika paborda kana kuti panhandare yendege yekupinda mukati menyika yeSouth Africa unobva wabudisa receipt guya vokupa mazuva. Sezvinoiwo neniwo ndandiri kumusha pamazororo ipapa ndikadzoka museri ma31 December kureva ndakadzoka gore rinei. Handina dambudziko randakaita pabhodha kunyange zvazvo ndanga ndisina receipt guya. Vakakwanisa kundipa mwedzi inoita mina, zvinoreva kuti mazuva avakandipa anozonopera muna April. Saka mukupera kwavo muna April ndava kuvabvunza vakati tinokupai mazuva akawanda kuti mugone kuwana mwaka wokubva wekuti kana mamusati maapplya nekuzomirira response zvese zvikwanise kuitika pamazuva yawasara. Saka ndinoona chiri chinhu chakanaka chakaitwa nehurumende yemuno muSouth Africa yekuzivisa vamabhanga nekuzivisa vashambiri nekuzivisa vanozviitirawo mabasa avo emaoko kuti aiwa sunungukai varatidze chete humbowo. Asizve tinoti kana kukavawo nevamwe vashandiri vangada kugutsikana kana kuti vangava nekusagutsikana nekutaurika ikoko, tinenge tichikurudzira kuti vana veZimbabwe vatibatewo pamaofisi pedu tigone kuona kuti ngabatsirana sei tivazivise mune zvakazara. Asi hapafaniri pakuva zvapo pane matambudziko akaita seiwayo.
Asi vazhinji vangu vachimbosangana here nematambudziko hurumende isati yazivisa matanho iyoyo, nekuti tainzwawo vamwe vachichema kuti mari chaidzo vanga vasakwanisa kuzvitora kumabhanga kubva musi wa31 December.
Kungoti zvinogona kusiyana mushure mekunge pataura kuti mapemiti acharwiwa muna September last year. Saka kuti fambe fambe hurumende ndosingandini November here ndobva yaita notice yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari pachikamu ichi vangabatwa sei zvakataurwa muna November I think if I'm not mistaken last year. Inoo ndakabva ndawanawo message yakabva kubhengi rangu ichitaura kuti kana vaakuda magwaro ekuratidza kuti ndakamira sei vachandizivisa. Asi handisati ndasangana nedambudziko iri my personal capacity nevandinoshandawo navo vane mamiriro akaita sei angu iwaya nevamwe vana veZimbabwe vangati ivo vanyimwa mari kubhengi kana kuti vatadza kupinda mubhengi kuti vaite matransactions nechikonzero ichocho. Asi kana vachienda kubhengi hurudziro yakaitwa nehurumende ndeyekuti ngavaende vakatakura receipt inoratidza kuti vakaapplya mapepa manyuwani ari kuuyaya.
Ah, Gibbs. Maybe you can give our English speaking audience another bite.
Okay, thank you very much to those that speak English. I'm only trying to explain the circumstances around the Zimbabwe exemption permit. I have pointed out that in 2014, we had a similar scenario where applications could not be finalized before the expiry of the permit. And once again, we find ourselves in the same scenario. Our permit has expired, but the process is not yet complete. Now, the government, I think as early as November last year, issued a notice regarding the process and said the banks and employers alike, they should not treat Zimbabweans as unwanted persons until further notice, due to the fact that a process of renewing had been opened. And I also spoke of my personal experience in terms of what happened when I came in from Zimbabwe after the expiry of my permit. I did not have any hassles at the border. Neither did I meet any hassles at the bank. I think that it is quite important, as said by the Home Affairs, that we should always go with the proof of application when we approach the bank and when we approach our employees. And if employees do not want to understand that, I think they can verify that information in the Home Affairs, or they can get in touch with organizations that speak on behalf of Zimbabwean exiles who are using that particular documentation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tino Mambeu. He belongs to an organization called the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. He's based in Johannesburg. Now I think we've got a caller, Chonga, and that is Mr. Makaya. Ba Makaya, what's your name? Akucho wena uthi udaba lolu ulubona njani?
Ya lami umuntu ungaaffectile izolo ngingangena kwenye supermarket ngizama ukuthengathenga ukudla ikhadi lami ladiklayina. So ngagcina siyangcono ngiphumele phandle kwe-ATM ngicheke ibhalansi ngathi ukuthi ibhalansi i-right khona. Ngathi ngiyakhipha khonaphana kwe-ATM laphinda ladiklayina njalo. Kodwa entambama ngafonela kunye indoda engingazi ukuthi ule ibhenka lapho embhenka khona plus ule permit njengami wathi hayi layo kumyenzile waze wangena phakathi kwebhenki bathi wona abuyelele le-receipt yena leyana esisubmite ngayo le-passport akhulumela uthe sebemlungiselela sekwanise ukuthatha ukhiphe imali yakhe. Kodwa mina ngokwami bengakakwenzi ibhenki lamali kho lapho proper esebenzela khona.
So ke ubona ngazani bekusenziwa yikhona kokuthi i-permit si-expire?
Ya yikwathi ukusenza ngokuthi lo ongene phakathi ukuthi bamchasele bathi vele i-system zabo sezama mhla ka-30 or 31 December. So anything ngapha kuka-January kathi bengasa-process ama-bank account.
Kodwa abazange balitshele kungakapheli isikhathi samaphemisi lawo ukuthi kuyayenzakala khonokho?
Mina azange nguze. azangizwe message even ama message zange azangwathole ku efonini yami.
So ipermit yakho kumele ihambe njani kathesi?
Anto sisubmitile, so silinde ukuthi bazasibiza or so nxa sebawaprovile siyewathatha. But by okwakathesi lokho njengabantu abanganamaphemisi ngokuthi asiphathanga nto silunga ama-slip loko esisubmite ngako kubhenki.
So ama-slips wona la amabhenki abawasebenzisa
lo engikhulume layo uthena ungahamba layo ebhenki i-slipless ne-passport yakho. Bafika ngokuthi uthena balungisile kuyo senelisa ukudithrowa imali. Ngibona ngani ngakuliciniso akade ngitshela khona kuthi ama-slips layo, but ngabe basevele ba-release i-system le kusebenzele kuhle ukuthi bakwazi ukusubmitile, maybe abakwazi lo nalo ngabe yenze njani ahlazi khonapho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Magaya, sinethemba lokuthi kuza kulungela kakhulu. Ibizo uthembani?
Mina ngumagaya baba.
O isibongo ke?
Igama lami ngupaulos, ngumagaya isibongo.
Abonge ke Paulos, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Okay, ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much. That is Mr. Paulos Magaya. He says he has been affected as well by this problem to do with banks. So he says when he went to the supermarket, a local supermarket, he actually failed to buy some groceries because you know, his card didn't work. And then he went outside to check a bank, an ATM, where he wanted to withdraw some money. The same happened, so he got some kind of rejection there. Then he discussed the issue with his friend, who is also facing the same predicament. And then he was told that this can be rectified if he engages the bank. So his friend went to the bank and had his problem resolved. So he says right now he's still in the process of getting a Zimbabwe exemption permit. Okay. So I think maybe these things will come right.
That's then
I'm told that we are joined by Mr. Ngabuto Mabena. He's the chairperson of the Zimbabweans in South Africa. That is an organization based there. Mr. Mabena, good evening.
Evening. How are you? Compliments of the new season and compliments to all Studio 7 listeners.
Thank you so much. Jonga, you can go ahead.
Mr. Mabena, maybe you can start by updating us on the status of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. We have been receiving reports that some are now failing to access their bank accounts. Some employment contracts are being terminated, and some are failing to enroll in schools and colleges because of the expired Zimbabwe special permits. Now that they are waiting for the Zimbabwe exemption permits, may you update us on the status?
Maybe let's start here. When a foreigner applies or is issued with a permit, whether it's a work or study permit, when they open a bank account, say a five-year permit, upon the expiry permit, the law requires that the bank account ceases to exist upon the expiry of that permit, pending the renewal of that permit. The challenge with the Zimbabwe exemption permit or the previous holders of the Zimbabwe special permit is that you are dealing with a huge number where their permits expire simultaneously, which then affects a lot of people. So what we then did is that we engaged the Department of Home Affairs when were these challenges, because we did anticipate that in upon the expiry of these permits on the 31st of December 2017, banks will close down these accounts. The Department of Home Affairs then wrote a letter to all banks and employers on the 12th of December. It is the letter that a number of people have been taken to their employers or to the banks to advise them that government is in the process of renewing these permits and they should allow these individual or applicants a grace period. Some banks have agreed that they will only close down the banks end of February. Some branches are yet to receive a formal communication from their head office, because the government will only communicate to the head office. It will not go to individual branches. But like the other caller was saying, a number of people that have been contacting us they've been we've been advising them to carry that letter to print it and go to the banks. Some of them have had their banks reopened, their accounts reopened. They are now accessing their money. Mm-hmm. In respect to the study permits, in Gauteng province, we have written to the MEC for education to allow or to waive the requirements for a permit, for a study permit for kids whose parents are applying for the ZEP so that they should not be turned away. We are waiting for his response on that.
Thank you.
We seek to be talking to other professional MECs in other provinces so that in government schools, the kids should not be turned away on the basis that they don't have permits.
Thank you, Mr. Mabena. Please, sir, just do stay on the line. We have a caller who has been holding. We'll come back to you. Just stay on the line. Vamoyo Magadi.
Masura sei regai chichi masura sei ukoko.
Ibe
2018 yakana kwa muri Zimbabwe yose. Shavando abantu na Zimbabwe wonge happy new year kwa 2018. Roti na maroka pinzo kukuta anga mgorerino. Sezozo.
Siabonga
kapul.
Kwa wazi toko za kurwa mbala. Regai pini panyanga.
Pindai panyanga mwa manguruwa ni malanguji. Ese ndaona utahamunuru. Wereketa jese.
Ya regai ni tawe kikazi jiwandu wapa nyanga. Regai tawe, chukuta anga, ini chingati gorra kapira, takuna kunanga uma 23, 27. Mabanga, haka titumina wa message, chiti mapimiti nyangu pira. Mabanga imuno, saka zaita saizozo. Taka vatai indani maslip, haya taka pakukapula ya kuidu mapimiti, wa chitondo futi ni samba yemvura kuti alindlodi ndobataenda uko uko vanongogadzirisa saka zvakafana zvidzidzi zviri kushanda zvakanaka saka zvimwe zvimwe zvatakaita gura kapepo tatapo ma message nemabhanga achito saizozo chidzoka futi chibva kumusha musi wa 5 ndofanga kuti nemwana wedu ana permit patakapo 4 months nemwana akabvapo 4 months saka zvimwe zvatakatenda zvikuru pamberi patenzi Jehovha Mwari vakatibatsira saizozo. Ndubwa ndazo uone mweguruvu ni musisandu mchecho mbaba mbaba ntutuwa maria waka mbawasi kwa hindi za kadira kadi inaka vago kwa huduwa shine ya kafani CDP usakata anu ni sato mbwete zozo sawa kafayenda wako saka anduni za mpani nye kwa nipubeka nye kukua zukuru senu kutu zizaru kungoda kwa laiku mabanga wano kudaka sika CDP kayaka ya kudawu kinyata kwa hindi vishu kwa kapu na ere shishi kumabasa wako wana rukungoenda kwa nama kubia tuku nzuru wana kwa hindi warukuenda inde fangu kuluma ngechi tina last year ngeezi kutoma 23 zaka December sa receive ama SMS from ama banga manya atino ama permitena ayo tell ngezi tu wanda la December so kufanele nize nilungise so sa kamba nesli tunea sa ya play ngaye apa permiti so ni mwadi ya landlord ya manzi so maya sa ya lapo sa sika sa lungisa ama denga tuma kusirenza kate kulu. And if any interference with Kuruma for the mask, that's the border. So, Pumisa for the Kono, Kama sleep, is a Nikis 4 months, even in Ghana, even Ghana, I permit any case on 4 months in Jalonjalo. So, it's years into it is only the years. So, I was running a phone, I was only a van and king, a van, no, I'm a bank, and a mass sleep, I have a long seller, long as in the way as the taller, Kufe, and Jay. So, it is into the end, the killer years. So, so the thing is, someone who is in a bed, so size was. So now we are going to have a forum in Zimbabwe. We are going to have a meeting in Zimbabwe. We are going to have a Zimbabwe. We are going to have a Zimbabwe. We are going to have a Radio Studio 7. Tifono toko za kuna lava simela ilana South Africa avu baba na avu mama na vanyi ni radio liye studio 7 ya sinu hida so songe skati njalo njalo so ni hao ndiwa umwa mwanzara nguna utawura za ungi wao.
Thank you so much ya wonga kakulu Mr. Moyo.
Aiwa tinotenda zikuru na imwaringa karambani ima kakurupa fadha iwa zeza munu kita.
Aiwa ni mina mate ya munu tipa tinu tarisira utitinenda mbe.
I was around now. I draw cruise. I'm wearing a deck about Sirah Nikedu.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you heard what Mr. Moore said.
Yes.
He said that as long as you produce a proof of payment,
yes,
that you are waiting for the Zimbabwe exemption permit, everything flows smoothly. Even at the border, they were given 4 months upon the production of that receipt that shows that they are waiting for their Zimbabwe exemption permit, including their kid. So I think as soon as you produce, things start flowing.
Mm.
But if you are stingy with your receipt, like what you do,
you can't get it.
No entry.
So now let's go back to Mr. Tino Mambeu. So apparently, Mr. Tino Mambeu, we see that there are these problems. But in the long run, do you see this problem going away?
Nekuti pataenda kuzvikoro vainosvika vachitaura zvakawanda vakatomboska pangwa yekuda kubudisa vana muzvikoro sepangwa yekutanga muna 2014. Saka sekutaura kwakuchitava mabhena ndikangowedzera zvangu kuti vanhu vanoenda kunoregistra panyuwani kuregistra vana muzvikoro panyuwani vanogona kusangana nematambudziko iwayo. Saka ngavatakurewo futi mapepa iwayo, especially tsamba yakabva kuna minista inotsanangura chimiro chevanhu vanenge vaka apply kurinyiwa mapermit kana kuti vasati va vasabmita nekutizve I think kuchine vamwewo vakapiwa madeti ari mukati memwedzi uno nokuti prosesi yacho inozovhara yekusubmita maapplications inozovhara muse wa 31 January mumabhena vanogona kundibatsira ipapo kana ndakanganisa mazuva. Saka vanenge vasati vaone risiti yayo kuratidza kuti vasvika kumahofisi kunosubmita maapplications. Saka vanenge vachida kuti vave netsamba yayambotaurwa navamabhena vozova nemapepa anoshanda pakuaplya avanoprintirwa out ayaya anoratidza kuti vabhadhara mari kubank kana kuti vabhadhara mari kuvhaya intaneti zveonline banking zvimwe zviya zviya. Saka ndinoona zvangu riri dambudziko rokuti kana vanhu vakateerera zviri kudiwa vakasubmita mapepa sekudiwa kwaanoita harisi dambudziko. Saka zvazvinoratidza mukutaura kuri kuitawo vateereri zvinoratidza kuti mabhenki edu anoshanda nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Vamwewo ndo vanokurumidza kuvhara, vamwewo ndo vanosendera vamwe mamesseji kuti maakaunt enyu anogona kukanganisika huyai nezvamunazvo. Asi inini bhengi rangu harina kundisendera meseji rekuti ndiuye nechinhu, rakangoti tichazokuzivisai kana tichinge tava kudawo mapepa kubva kwamuri tine information yatakawana kubva kuhome affairs. Saka handina kuafektika nenzira yanga ichitsanangurwa nevateereri vabva mushawo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu, is still on the line. Kunjalo mfowethu.
Ah, ngiyaphila. Do you have any caller?
Mbona zani ewe caller katesi ungazani besi lai kodwa ucinga soluthelele. Singazi ukuthi singaya kumnumzana umabhena.
Yeah, wa mabhena. Mr. Mabhena, I am sorry I cut you short when you were trying to explain, but maybe you can continue from there.
Well, what I was saying is that we have written to the MEC for health education in Gauteng in respect to those kids that will be registering for grade 1 and other grades with immediate permits. We'll be seeking to engage other MECs, but it is a challenge to engage private schools because our request is that if they could allow the parents, allow kids to register, so that with the parents who will receive their ZEP, then apply for the study permits for their kids. And then in respect to employers, the same letter which you referred to, which was written on the 12th of December, is the one that we've been circulating around to employers where we've had people having challenges with their employers. But we've been having challenges with the city of Cape Town. Some employers from Zimbabwe are working for the city of Cape Town. They seem not to want to accept the management in the city of Cape Town to accept that letter, which was written by the Department of Home Affairs, insisting that the permit must be renewed. So in other companies, yes, we do have those challenges like the city of Cape Town, but other employers do understand that it is a government project. Therefore, they are on the safe side, because what worries employers is that if an inspection is carried out and the employer is found to have employed the people who do not have legal documents within the country, the company faces some challenges with the department. So once that letter is produced, the employer does extend the contract pending the outcome of the permit.
Mm. So we've got some people that are actually following us on Facebook. That is VOA Studio 7. And we are sorry that VOA Ndebele and VOA Shona are currently down. So hopefully this problem is going to be rectified. But those that are following us, as Pure Zulu says, I'm enjoying the show and I'm listening from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. And then I've got Terera Chitonga, who says, I have a friend of mine whose account was closed by APSA. That is the South African Bank. Yes. So she says, or he says, it was due to an expired permit. And there's a lot of money in that account. And then we've got an Ara Fraser Chicks, who says, I'm watching you guys all the way from Johannesburg in South Africa. Then we've got Maxwell Kumbo in Pipebridge, Mnondawa from Chamwa in Chegutu, Zimbabwe. How's Chegutu? I think they're busy cultivating some cotton there, right?
In Chegutu.
Or in maize.
Yeah, cotton, tobacco, maize.
Yes. And then we've got Motusi Teddy James, who says, I'm listening from Haberon, Botswana. Then Achis Mango says, I'm in Durban, guys. I love your show. Then we've got Chikweshe Richard, who says, I'm in Mondoro, Mbaiwa.
Mbaira.
Is it Mbaira or Mbaiwa?
Mbaira.
Mbaira, eh?
Yeah.
You know,
Mondoro, Mbaira.
Mbaira.
Yeah. Kare. Ndaimbo kuenda ikoko. Kwaiwe kuchingori nemhondoro imwe chete. Iye zvino kwaane mhondoro ngezi, mhondoro mubaira, mhondoro chi hamena hadza.
So,
anozviziva manje.
Aha. Then we've got Tapiwa Chirume who says I'm in Pinga, and then we've got Rosere Farai who says I'm in Botswana kanye. And then Pamela Kumalo says salibonani. Unjani kuna ngapo ke Pamela? Use goli yini akusitele ukuthi inkinga obhekana nayo khona ngapo.
Marondera, Mashonaland East, Dunor and No Viro, Taura Tins, Gatina Quitra and a favor. I was also going to Pachurongwa, Langa Zunda Quitra and favor. Zvakanaka chaizvo kune mvuru unotonhorera even usiri pasi pemvuru unenge uchingotonhorerwa. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Kuti mangenere mazezuru. Kurayana urayana kwa kino ita mbongu wa iti kare ya iri kune nse kukura hundi mbongu wa nifunga kutokera mashure ngarungu wa tatu wa uya
ni
hondu ya iti mbongu
yes, tripo taura iti nzo
ok ya iti ye madriti madriti
Vakusemwa, ndani chidawo kukumbira kuti manje makudiveta nyaya nekuti tichazodzotsvaga research yekuti tikurukure nyaya yamuda kuintroducer. Nasi takangonangana nenyaya yemapepa ekuZimbabwe, ekuSouth Africa. Aiwa tinokubata inyaya tichakurukura Gibbs. He's saying his is a different issue from the Zimbabwe exemption permit. He's talking of the Gukura Hundi issues and he was trying to debt back from the white settler era. I don't know how long he was going to take to explain until today.
Now
we may end up diverting the whole.
Certainly, yes. And if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about South Africa's move to deal with the expired Zimbabwe special permits.
Mm-hmm.
So as it is right now, it seems as if some people are not accessing their monies in banks, and employers are not extending some permits. So this is a very serious problem.
I have two guys here who wrote per Facebook page. Pedu Yeshona, viewer Yeshona. Webutanga mkoma Luke Patrick Bernard Bimo. Anzi tinofara nekupururudza uye tinozvikudza zvikuru nekuti vana veZimbabwe vakawanda ndokwavari saka ikodzero yavo kuti vabatsirwe nehurumende nekuda kwechimiro chenyika yedu vanhu vari kunonga masvosve nemuromo vakadzoswa kutambura kunonyanya chimwe chinoitika vakadzoswa mabasa akawanda anomira ndofunga kuti anomira muSouth Africa nekuti vanhu vekumusha vanoziva mabasa akawanda ndimukoma Luke Patrick Bernard Bimo havana kutaura kuti vari kupi Koya mukoma Richard Moyo, anzi, aleluya, tinotenda nenyaya iyi nekuti gore rapera, amwe mabhanga, anga kuchitumira vanhu, message, achiti, permit iri kupera, vachiti uya, nechinoratidza kuti wakaita here, ndofunga kurinyuwa mapermits, vokugadzirira. Vabva vatipa namba dzavo kuti tingavafonere, totarisira kuti tichavafonera, ndimukoma Richard Moyo avo, varotaura kuti mabank, anga kuti bring proof of renewal of status, then they process or they open your account. That is if it was frozen and all that. So it's the same issue that all these other callers and our guests are talking about.
Yeah, Baba Mapena, uzwile bakhona abantu bathi kwa manje sebebanjwe ludaba lolu kakhulu. So nxa ukuthi ke isitikitana sakho sesiphele isikhathi njalo ibhanga selivale le account yakho kumele wenzeni?
Umuntu kumele ahambe ebhanga le receipt le abanika yona applyer on aba essay submitter VFS ahambe la ebhanga njalo futhi kulencwadi ekhona ngibonile nje kuma WhatsApp group amaningi iyasirculate leyo ncwadi umuntu ayiprint ahambe layo nxa kuyikuthi umuntu akakahambi kuya submitter VFS kumele athathe iappointment form le aseyitholile nxa lapho eqeda ukubhadala uyaprint out i-form leyana ahambe nayo e-bank bayamvulela i-bank account yakhe. Udubo-ke olunye ngasazangeni lutho esilalo sokulabantu ngoba ama-permit aseqalile ukuphuma ikakhulu labo abahambise amaphepha ekuqaliseni kuka-Okthoba bakhona asebe-rejectwa ama-permit abo ngesizathu sokuthi kuthiwa ama-fingerprint abo awekho right kumbe a-negative. Umuntu owayelecala kumbe licala lokuthi umuntu betshayela ephuzile kumbe watshontsha kumbe kuthiwa watshontsha kumbe wenzani nxama-fingerprint akho e-negative sebebachitha abantu ukuthi ababanika amapemiti. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2014 zaba lohlupho lololu abantu ababelama-fingerprint a-negative banciswa amapemiti zahamba zaya cela kakhulu kuhulumende ukuthi ba-waive lokho esasikubona thina ukuthi ngama-minor criminals into ezifana labo drinking and driving labo-household babadedela babanika-ke amapemiti khathesi futhi babancitha amapemiti ngoba abantu esibatholayo abanye ama-fingerprints abo ngaba le-problem before 2014 into leyana kayiphelanga lokhu bebancitha amapemiti so thina sikwenza nje njengenhlanhla iZimbabwe community in South Africa siyakhulumisana futhi lohulumende ukuthi kube le ndlela okungaba le-waiver khona ukuthi abantu laba babevele bephiwe amapemiti ngo-2014 banikwe futhi amapemiti nxa kuyikuthi phakathi kuka-2014 lo-2017 kabazange babe lamanye amacala nxa kuyikuthi ama-fingerprint alokhu ekhomba icala umuntu alenza mhlawumbe ngo-2012 yikho esiye sibhizi ngakho le government okwakhathele.
So can you explain that in English, especially on the issue of these minor crimes? What happens when somebody's fingerprints are rejected and all those kind of things?
What is happening is that when you go and submit, you do what they call biometric. It links with the police head office. If you were once arrested, whether for things illegal in the country or for any other crime, your fingerprint will simply appear in the system and it will record negative. So what the Home Affairs Department does is that they will then reject you on the basis that your fingerprints are coming out as negative. Therefore, you have 10 days to go to court and make an application to court. If you can't, within 30 days, you must then return to your country of origin. In this case, they have to go back to Zimbabwe. If you can't, then they will assist you. That means deportation. So you'll recall that in 2014 a similar thing happened where people were rejected on the basis that their fingerprints were negative. We then approached the Department of Home Affairs there to waive what we considered as a minor crime, like assault, drinking and driving, and so forth. So a lot of people received the amnesty on that. But what is now happening is that the same crime that one committed, say, in 2012, the fingerprints still appear as negative. So Home Affairs is continuing to deny these applicants who are holders of ZSP, these new permits. Mm-hmm. So I engaged with the Department of Home Affairs to ensure that they waiver, particularly those that did not commit any crime in between 2014 when they were issued with this ZSP to now when they submitted.
Thank you. ZSP. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mapena. Yes. Thank you so much. Let me cut you short a little bit, then we'll come back to you again. Siye kubabalale lapha. Silomnumzana unkomo lo Peter. So kaza ngo
Peter. Va Peter Matshai Magadi.
Tofara makasimbo here baba.
Takasimba mukoma totena nokubatwa kamaita parunare. Muri kupi?
Ini ndiri kufora ndiri ku Durban.
Durban. Tiudze kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei ku Durban uko.
No kuno ku Durban kwakanaka baba. Ndinongoti nenhau iyi yemapemiti kunoku. Ambudzikora tiri kunyanyowana ndiri mabasa atinoshanda muno muSouth Africa. Kunyanya vakomana vari kuno kuDurban vanoita mabasa ekudrive. Saka chinoitika ndechekuti mumahabha matinopinda umu tinosangana nemapurisa. Mapurisa ari kuno kumahabha kunoku anoti kana pemiti yako yakaexpire unofanira kunge wakadzokera kumusha.
Mm.
Saka vamwe manje havasi kutenderana nekuda kuona bepa reariya. Sleepy yatakapiwa kubva kuhome affairs. Mapurisa anotokunetsa zvisingaite unotodyirwa mari ipapo.
Hmm. Saka muri kukurudzira here kuti vanhu vasaende kuhabha kana muri kuti
aiwa tinotoda ribatsire ipapo rwakasimba kubva kunevehome affairs vatibatsire kuita because habha ndokubasa kwedu kwatinosinzira.
Hmm.
Saka maji tikasatata kuenda kuhabha ikoko hatiwanisi vana chikafu.
I know. Regai tigozonzwa kuti masangano atinawo pano vachabata sei nyaya iyo tichavapira maita basa zvikuru. Gibbs is saying that the main problem that most people in South Africa, Zimbabweans are facing, especially those who are drivers, is the police at the harbor who are not recognizing the waiting slips. Mm-hmm. And he says that's a big problem. You have to end up parting with a sum of money to make sure that you grease the palms of the police details.
So in Nigeria, they call that a token of appreciation.
A token of appreciation, yes.
I don't know in South Africa,
maybe.
That's
why I say they grease the hands.
Yeah, okay, so silo Baba Nkomo, la vekutu mwen. Baba Nkomo, uchona jan?
Yo, jene.
Hai, suwende kakulu Nkomo, natu tava, sivilu ngatini. Kwenye nitu ya mapemiti le yashu pale. Weno, kubama jan, kunoko.
I wanna South Africa is one of the best countries in the world. It's a lonely sale local. Then but the abandoned advisor one South Africa is respected. It's one of the best countries in the world. Number one in Africa. Not number two who world is like Britain, Baba. That's why Britain is funa evil with Zimbabwe. Is of Ulama business, America, social China local. And it is peeling on China local. Mabondi is very clear China about Pilan and Rashemakan. Only Britain, America, France, Australia, Wooly, Germany, Siso Pilagas, Zimbabwe, Paiso, Corner, like South Africa. It is very determined. It was a long is a local, Moba in Malaysia, in the Nisala Paris, in Nina. Local and understand the problem of an into business up and Navanta was in the home of Pimiton allow. Understand Anila, who would in the Valley Charlie and Japa Lapana, and as in the Usas over Kona, we are with Kata. It's a sort of thing you can be the rather. You must be number 10 billion, Bazo Rooms of one of
them. When I get now, so when I want to be Zimbabwe, Abanang, Bamanjan, what about the Pimis? Oh, Pina Lavas.
I mean, I'm having the complaint. That's why I'm telling you, I'm a business in South Africa. I want to have a problem so far.
abakabi le problem njira kancane le bank ingangena ngikhumela kuphakathi ba understand abantu be bank phakathi mazikhuluma labo angathi ingazi engxe ngaba khona futhi hayi angathi iseta standard bank yithi right ngoba abantu bakithi ngaba advise ngene standard bank I have the problem la
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu posela ukucina baba Nkomo.
Yeah, elokucina bese ngani ngiyaphuma mbijana yabona iminyaka yonke lele sisola izane ukuthi irongo namhlanje into emangalisayo labo bantu ababothwayo babilele ngabantu be-NDC babadefend ukuthi hhayi ba-right lapha laphana abayenzwa ngokubi izane bayisolelani ma bedefenda labo bantu namhlanje abayiyekele futhi ukuthi i-right or bafuna imali kubantu bezano asikwazi kuthi futhi labantu bezimbabwe kufuze bengayitrust i-NDC ngoba
kothi ke udaba lolo Nkomo kanyongolo baba Nkomo
bese ngidampela kokunye
ye sibona ngazani singenza njalo lo munye uzabuya lokwakhe lapha lokunye okunye lapha sibesikhangela kakhulu ama-permits lawa yinto eqakatheke kakhulu nxa sikhuluma labo ngqabuthu khonapha kungani kukhona okuningi esikhuluma ngabo labo ngakho so ukhona ungqabuthu lapha kumbuze ufuna ukumbuza khona ama-permits wona lawa
bese ngicinga-ke okokugcina besicela isikhathi esihambile 7 years uzawanta abavele yarala sicela one ukuthi upresident ovele emathebeleleni baba like esibone ukuthi yesileka ngaphi 2018 sento ozabuya emathebeleni whatever size emathebeleni like ikhokhele ke sibone ukuthi yesileka ngaphi
hayi kuyazwakala
Nkomo
kodwa-kehayi ngitsho nje ukuthi lapha inkinga esingaba layo baba Nkomo yikuthi siyagcina sikhuluma kakhulu into ezingahambelani le topic yalamhla so esifuna ukukhuluma ngakho lapha into zama-permit lokhu siza kulungisa kuyabuya kuhlelo ngiyakuthembisa ngolwesihlanu ngiyabe ngikhuluma ngakho khonokho kuzimbabwe today asihlangane khona ngale sixoke ngakhonokho bonani kunjalo baba siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo baba so Mr. Nkomo wanted to talk about so many things so but he's allowed to do that but the problem is that our time is almost up and we just want to wrap up this kind of issue. So you may go to Tino.
We have Mr. Donald Mamboma before we go to Mr. Mambeu. Mamboma magadi.
Ribom
koma jenga nambu magid dumrete ko. Aiwa zvikuru nasi ndoda kuita strict nenguva kuita stinch chaizvokuomera. Mongoti dimu mukoma doni.
Nyaya ndoona sokuti yakanataka era yakabva pakuchiku cabinet reshuffle yavazuma pakabviswa minista yakenyu mugize kuhome affairs ndo pakatanga nyaya ndo mukatipa ndo vakanga vaextenda ma vakanga vabvumira zvabva zvizvi pakuti vakwanise kuwana mamwe 4 years kumberi saka kuchinjwa kwavakaitwa paministiri iye vachiita kune imwe ministiri yavavaiko zvino higher education pakatoafecta nokuti de vanga varipo vaikwanisa kumiririra nyaya iyi kusvika ku vaikwanisa kuti vanhu vamwe vamugovernment kano yange even yekuministry of finance kana kuti zvemabhengi iko kuti kana vanhu avambo varegaiwo pechinguva chidiki vatatu vakamirira magwara avo kuti adi abude because nandakaperera pared zomulomo pane mumwe mugoma wokuzi mumwe wekumusha wakwati wakonzenzi nenyaya iyo vaiti mari yavo inenge yakafirizwa mubhengi kwabva saka pamapresida eradio station yacho FFM vati mangwana vachange vachifonera vaabza vacho vohwa ndopachatowa unyange nito kuti position yavo vemabhengi yakamira pasi panyaya dzavanhu vakanga vakamirira mapenji avo kuti adi abude isati tatavadinawo asi tii takangotarisira kuti chikwanise kuvanawo nokuti kuti ushande zvakanaka munhu hunge une magwariwa ya plus kuti ugarewo zvakanaka asi hatinongoshanda hedu asi izvezvi tangoti hunge unawo magwariwawo saka tatakatomira kuti tikwanise kana pane chirongwa chokuti isu vako asina tikwanise kupinda papo tachitotarisirawo izvozvo dei vanga varipo minista mukenge mukize no vanenge varipo vanenge vasiri soft zokuti vanga vakwanisa kuva vangabatsira zvakanyanya vanobatsira zvavo basi havangabatsiri zvazvita minista mukize panyaya
asi handinongomadhoni handiti ndovatonyora tsamba kumaemployer nekumabhanga kuti batsira izvizvoro zvezimbabwe pane imwe nzira ingapfuura kubatsira ikoko
kana vadaro zvavo ndaipapondaaaioa kana vadaro vagona ndezvine zvakakoshao zvavaita vagona idanhugurura vago asi imwe nyaya iri kuitika kunoku ndeyekuti kavakuita kuurayana kwemataxi drivers nemanigerians ari kuita madrugs ari kupawa kuvanavanonzinyaupechi
ipapo panoda purufu ipapo panoda purufu ipapo kuti tizive kuti manigerians hamuri kupomera mhosva aya ndiwo here vari kuurayana Iyo inyaya tichabata muneri mwezu wa mkoma dweni maita basa. Nasir gaiti mbotana nisa iripo ye magwari. Tuenda kuna mkoma mambeu. Gips tongo tukuna wa mambeu. Wa mambeu mambota ura imi pachurongwa munau za 7. Mushita ura imi kuti kune nyaya. Ye wanenga wa sungwa. Zisara wa Zimbabwe jika sungwa. Waru kuzeta dambu ziko. Rikuti mabwara au anu vakanzirwa. Mungatisa nangura ushaka mira sei.
Ndinotenda mkoma njonga. Gaendi tunahati maskati ndangandiri mkoti nauya tuende sa mkoti ili nauye kuti pane akanga ane aka apply maternity waya ndoku va aninganika ndoku va anzi mafingerprints abuda ari negative jinerewa kuti anga ane case independent kumakoti saka aka vapi wa notice kunzi tinoku pa 10 days the kuta application for review. Kana wapenda kuita application for review, mkataza kuita hizi ozo, uno piwa 30 days, kuti ubude mkatine nyika, kutuwa rakambuita mamama bena. Saka tine dambu ziko, ipapu, jino kumbira kutiva tereri, wapa mzisite za kanaka. Tine dambu ziko, ipapu, pakuti ma fingerprints, akangobuda ari negative. Home affairs, ili kuramba, kugashira, iyo pachayo ma internal appeal. Kana watinge wakurambira, pa website ya VFS, inowa agent yoyo ya ito rama application zaya. Apana mukana weku appeal decision, inenge ya ito wana minister. Saka, za jinoda kuhitu wandeze kutu, kuneva sati wano sabimita ma applications avu, vachizi wakutu waka mpina mtatime mwoswa. Ngawa chake police clearance, inora tiza kuti mwoswa zao zaka weta orwasezi zika pera zakanaka. Kana zinde zaka zo pera zakanaka wakasara wakasara kubatone na fingerprints. Azika na wade masinga pilichete akasara ikoko, idambu ziko guru. Saka zapazo uzi waoti pakoti papone ma officials ambako home affairs. Vati iwo, ati zi kitu wanga wachini yepa ya, kwa wanga wachini wachoko wadi. Vati iwo, government ye Zimbabwe, ne government ye South Africa, wakaita chivumirano, mapemite ya asata akunza akuru yuwa kwa hariku ito wakwe ZEP. They had an agreement which said that anybody with a pending case should have an automatic rejection, or anybody with a negative fingerprint report should be an automatic rejection. So they are saying that is the agreement between the two governments, the government of Zimbabwe and the government of South Africa. So that is the reason why they are not even going into detail to try and understand whether it's a murder case, whether it's shoplifting, whether it's drunken driving. They say we do not care. And they have closed all opportunities internally for application of appeal. They will only direct that you approach the High Court. And we were in the High Court today on such a case. And luckily, we managed to speak with the lawyers from Home Affairs and also our lawyers as the defense attorneys. And we all read an agreement in front of the judge that special case which we had come with today, because the person also got acquitted on the case that was pending, which had caused the fingerprints to be negative. And the judge said, we can only give you an opportunity to force the minister to accept a resubmission of the application. Mm-hmm. So I would also encourage Mr. Mabena on those efforts to say if there is a way that the minister can be made to relook the strategy as to automatic denial. I can see a lot of problems. And we are already being told that there are about 12,000 of such cases where rejection is being made automatically on the basis of a negative fingerprint. Mm-hmm. But for the case that we particularly went to court today, it became a success. But they said we do not want to set a precedent. And in that draft order that was given by the court, they said this case will not be used as a precedent to try and assist others that will come after the case.
So what are you doing as a Zimbabwe Exodus Forum to rectify or make sure that this is cleared? Because some people would expect you to either approach the Zimbabwe embassy or the South African government that, on that.
We have just been favored with that particular information pertaining to the fact, as they stated it today in court, that the two governments, the South African government and the Zimbabwean government, actually agreed that any negative clearance, any negative fingerprint scenario should be a total rejection. We didn't know about that as Zimbabwe Expert Forum. So we only came to know of it today. And we are also going to be contacting our embassy to try and verify and find out why they would agree to such a scenario, because somebody does not choose to be guilty. You can pass through a crime scene and you can be mistaken for a criminal. So you can only be guilty and be judged. So after a proper competent court has heard your case. So it's quite very unfortunate. And we are also going to be taking it forward, as I've indicated, because that is new information which we never had.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Let's go to Mr. Ngabuto Mapena. Mr. Mapena, you know, Mr. Mambeu is mentioning a very huge figure here. 12,000 appears to be a large number of rejections. So what are you going to do with it, you know, you guys?
When we were together with Mr. Mambeu, in December, we spoke to the consulate general in Johannesburg in respect to these negative fingerprints. You had indicated that he needed us to meet in January, so we hope we'll be meeting with him soon to also speak to those issues. As I already said earlier on, that we are talking to the Department of Home Affairs, and we are hoping, if all goes well, that we meet with the minister next week, because they are still busy with the ANC rally, which is happening this Saturday, to specifically raise these issues and other matters relating to documentation. We hope that a waiver is going to be granted, as was the case in 2014, where also a high number in 2014 where people were turned away for the only cases that their fingerprints were negative, and there was a waiver. So we will certainly engage the government and ensure that people get us to say. But what we will not do ourselves is to represent the hardcore criminals, people who live through criminality. We will not do that. We condemn criminality, and we call upon Zimbabweans who are holders of this permit to desist from any criminal activities, as we not represent them.
So how would you tell that this one is a hardcore criminal and the other is a small criminal?
This is why when people come to our office, the first question we ask them is, give us proof why your fingerprints are negative. Someone will then go to the police station, and it will show that this person was arrested for drunken driving, this person was arrested for stealing, and so forth and so forth. So we can't represent a person without us having a background to why the fingerprints are negative.
Thank you so much. And we see that, Jonga, there are so many people that are posting messages.
You can read
right
one
now.
Or two, so then we wrap up.
That's right. So I think the first guy that we take here, let's see, what is his name? Tapera. Tapera says, you guys were enjoying the show, and thank you so much for giving us this kind of a show. Then Norma Cabo says, good contribution from Mr. Nkomo. She loved what Mr. Nkomo was saying. And then Chivore Tepson says, I'm listening from Tare, guys, so we are enjoying everything. But don't forget to call us. Maybe.
Call us.
Yeah, she wants to be called.
Yeah.
Then Akim says, I'm watching you from Karoi. You know where Karoi is?
Yeah, in Chikangwe.
It never changed its name, by the way.
No, Karoi, it's always Karoi.
And then Innocent Munyai says, I'm in Butiriro. Then Apel Bonde says, I'm in Cape Town. You know where Cape Town is?
Zanzi.
Mzanzi.
Oh, Mzanzi. Yes.
Yeah. So, do you have anybody that's.
We can give Mr. Mambeu just 30 seconds.
Not even 30. 15.
15, okay. 15 seconds, Mr. Mambeu. Your last word.
What I would want to urge our people is that, especially those that have not yet applied, they must check their fingerprint status, otherwise it will leave them in very big trouble. And they should also realize that the fingerprint clearance process takes about 6 weeks, and that length of time can really bring things.
Mr. Mambeu, thank you. Thank you so much. 15 seconds is up. You know, usually when you give, he's not a politician, right? No. When you give a politician 15 seconds, it's 15 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So, sorry, we're out of time, and we have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Ngabuto Mapena, representing Zimbabwean community in South Africa, and Mr. Tino Mambeu of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you'll stay well until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night.